Hare Krishna. Today is sort of a sad event. All the exciting preaching here in Istanbul has been marred by some other developments back in Hungary. Those developments being the unfortunate situation that happened with little Narottam, who is, some devotees will know her, Manini, Devidasi's three-month-old son, and that of her husband, Krishnanam, in that the little baby was just turned in such a way that his face was buried in the mattress, and that way stopped breathing for a period of time, perhaps up to 30 minutes. Yesterday I was driving on the way to the program from the house where we're staying, and this event was taking place at that time, and they were telephoning me and trying to text me, but I didn't get that text, didn't get that information until they got in touch with Shyam Bihari, just when we, as we arrived at our place, and then I could actually see what was taking place as we were having the initiation for Gizam, whose new initiated name is Krishnamala. Then at the same time, a couple of times I had to speak to Manini to get an update on what was actually taking place and try to assist her. As it was at first, the ambulance had come to their home where they were first trying to resuscitate him and then keep the baby on life support. And they got heart and other organs working again when got to the hospital. And then, of course, it became clear that the baby was what they call brain dead. And that condition persists right at the present moment, where just recently she also texted me. And, of course, it's a difficult time. So for those devotees who know her, and even those that don't, then it's a time to keep a little Narottam, as well as parents in their prayers, parents to be able to deal with this situation, and little soul to be able to continue on its journey, or make its steps on its journey towards Krishna. And of course, at times such as this, it's not an infrequent happening in Krishna consciousness. We need to remember that we are not the proprietors of our children, but we're just caretakers. We're meant to guide them in this life closer to Krishna. And when little babies like this, who have not really accrued any karma in this life, and obviously if some such event happens to them, it's due to the karma that they've brought over from a last life, and also means that they don't have much karma left. They've stayed 3 months in this world, and then their destiny is such, Krishna's will is to such, is to have them continue on, either to go back home, back to him, or to some other higher destination. And of course, there's natural attachment for parents to Krishna. But nonetheless, we try to keep in mind that we are caretakers. We're meant to give the opportunity to children for liberation, how they can go back home, back to Godhead. And whether that happens in 3 months or 30 years or 80 years is really relatively a detail. The important thing is that we've done our best. And if that's what fate dictates, that we should move on, then despite our natural pain and distress at being separated from such a person, ultimately, as was the case with Maharaj Chitraketu and his child, or the son of Srivast Thakur, then Vaishnavas are fortunate that we've inherited this wonderful teachings from Srila Prabhupada, so that we can see things in a different light and also have the comfort of knowing that, unlike karmic children who are born into less pious or impious families and suffer the results of past activities and are who knows what destination lies ahead for them, we know that devoted children are of a very, very fortunate caliber, and when they move on, they move on to a higher destination. They move on to Krishna, or they're going to Brahmaloka, from where our heavenly planets, from where they'll go back home, back to Godhead at some future time. So let's offer our prayers on behalf of this soul and parents, and keep in mind that all of these events are taking place. Generally, we take note of them and deal with them in one way when they take place with someone else, but it can and it will in one form or another also happen to us. The laws of karma apply to all of us. We're all destined to move on in one way or another as our relatives and friends and loved ones. Therefore, we need to really keep in touch with the reality of Krishna consciousness in order that we always see things in the proper light. Hare Krishna.